diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need time, lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over. Welcome to Fourth and John, episode 204. We are doing the Eagles schedule release live stream. There's always breaking news in Eagles land. Obviously, Eagle fans can't wait to open up presents. Like for some people, the schedule release is like Christmas morning. I know people are ready to make their plans, their hotel plans, get their plane tickets all booked up. But you know how Eagles Nation is. They get the leaks. We get the leaks. The schedule leaks have been off all morning. Shout out to Jimmy updating the timeline with some breaking news. But overall, man, like let's get into it. We know it's not official yet. We got to wait till it's official. But we do know we will be playing Atlanta in Atlanta, The Atlanta Falcons are already trying to get smart on the timeline. Have you seen them?
Yeah, they're really wilding out, man. This is just completely uncalled for.
In our home opener, really? I followed up with a quote tweet. You all remember this one, right?
No.
It is what it is. Evan, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. Like you said, this is like Christmas morning. I mean, schedule release day. The NFL does a fantastic job, in my opinion, of keeping themselves relevant 12 months out of the year, the way they stretch it all out, whether it be the draft in April, schedule release in May, all the way through training camp, OTAs, all that stuff. There's always something going on each month in the NFL, and I give them kudos to that. And as the rabid of football fans as we are in Philadelphia, schedule release day, hallelujah. Everybody's out here planning their trips. I know there's a few trips on here that people have been eyeing up for months now, and we will get to them in a little bit.
I think Prime has an announcement he wants to make. I mean, he's been talking about one trip for months now, and
I cleared by the boss.
I think Prime has something to say about this game, which is going to be let's do the math here. Let's see, what day is that on? Las Vegas, week 7. You want to talk about week 7, Prime?
Yeah, sure. And you know, I mean, before I even get started, I want to let you know Payback is a bitch, okay, Gail? All right, so don't put me on the spot, buddy. But yeah, week 7, definitely looking toward that Vegas trip. Yes, the guys are correct. You know, I have to go ahead and definitely confirm the boss. All right, not going to go ahead and front on that. But it is what it is. You know, I mean, I will find a way. We will all find a way to go ahead and make it happen. I mean, it's something that we've been talking about. Shit. The middle of last. The fact that we were going to be able to get that Vegas trip in.
Speaking into existence, Prime.
I'm definitely looking excited. Looking forward to it. Excited about it. It would be my first time, and of course, you know, just getting the privilege to be on the other on the West Coast, you know what I mean, and being in that new stadium, I'm definitely gonna go ahead and do everything and anything possible to make that happen.
Nothing like your first time, man. Nothing like your first time.
I know Jimmy's been stuck inside. I mean, well, a lot of us have been stuck inside, right? This is the period in time where you start thinking about the future and what our world looks like, and us getting back to Eagles games, us getting back to tailgating, us getting back to just doing fan things and traveling to different cities and just having a good time. Jimmy, I mean, is this an opportunity? I know, have you got your shots? You've been vaccinated? You good?
This coming Sunday, get my second dose of the old Pfizer. So pretty excited about it. You mentioned it. I'm going stir crazy here. I've got my health issue, so kind of had to be extra cautious here. That's what this schedule release meant to me. Football, it's back, baby. And also what you just mentioned, the tailgating, just the brotherly love we get to share amongst the fans. I had 1 year working with you guys where I finally got to start coming to the tailgates, and it was the best time of my life. Being welcomed by you guys into the family was amazing. And then the next year, Corona happened. So I can't wait. I honestly am shaking right now just thinking about the fact that football is coming back, baby, in this schedule release. It's got me excited. I will sell my kidney if I have to get to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Jimmy, Pete in the chat. Shout out to people in the chat. Pete says he got his vaccine yesterday, his first. So,
Pete, I hope that blanket keeps you warm when you get the cold sweats, man.
Yeah.
I hope it reaches you in time.
I still have to get my I went to get scheduled for the vaccine, what,
like 2 weeks
ago, and they ran out of appointments. Now I'm at the point where I'm procrastinating. Okay. Yeah. I think overall a lot of fans are excited about the potential idea of traveling.
Yeah.
Some people have to like check in with their significant others, make sure that's cool. But shout out to Tim. I know Tim was supposed to go to Vegas this week. Not sure if that's gonna happening, but I know Tim is going to be at the Raiders game as well. I don't know, man. People are talking about having the sweats from their vaccine. Sweats, no
that's
joke.
What I said. I said I had the cold sweats. Mark, agree with me. And Gail, I'll have you know. I mean, you kind of just said that you didn't have an appointment. Pal, you don't need one now. You can just show up. So your excuses are kind of dwindling here.
Yeah. Stop the bullshit, buddy. Yeah. All right, man.
Maybe I don't like needles. Maybe I'm waiting for the first version to come out and
remix.
That's why I always ask them, like, any symptoms? You good? All right. Yeah.
Me too. I had to wait out the storm a little bit, see what happened to everybody else. Any unicorn horns or anything were happening. So got my 5G and I'm good to go now.
Yeah, exactly. Talk in the comments.
Look how much better your connection.
let's talk about it though. Like, let's get to talking about this ATL, man. I mean, the vibes, man, about ATL. It was a great trip we had last year. Got to just see the city on scooters. That was the first.
That was dope.
That's a great city to just hang out, man. We had a really, really, really great time. But Atlanta talking smack already. Are we feeling pretty good about this? I mean, we got to face Kyle Pitts, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. That's a pretty sick offensive attack.
So
and Matt Ryan, who's like 38.
You know what the most concerning thing about this right now is the fact that we still don't have that CB2. You just listed all of those offensive weapons that they have. Us going into this game with the current cornerbacks that we have, kind of scary. Not gonna lie. I'm not gonna front and be like I'm super scared about Matt Ryan. He's aging, but the dude does put up numbers year to year. And like he's like. Low key has been putting up solid numbers just because of the receivers that he has. I think Atlanta is a somewhat crappy team. I still fear that offense. I know that they could put numbers up on us. They have before. And hey, the positive thing is that we have a guy like Devontae Smith out there that could be catching balls for us instead of fucking Nelson Aguilar dropping the game winner right in front of our eyes when we went and saw that in Atlanta. I remember that. That was a sad walk back to back to the hotel. And little fun fact for all the listeners that don't know, that was the saddest. We ended up getting back to the hotel and the turnaround was real quick. And we had a flight to catch real early in the morning. We got back to the hotel probably at midnight and we showered, got changed. And we were like, let's just head to the airport. We'll sleep there. Well, you guys slept there. I can't sleep in an airport in a public space like that. But we ended up running into a limo right out front of the hotel at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, hey, you guys want to ride? We're like, I mean, how much are you going to charge us? He's like, give me like 10 bucks a piece. We're good. That was the saddest limo ride I had ever been in my life. We sat there, heads down, no music, all just kind of staring out the window, thinking about what could have been and if Nelson Aguilar would have scored that touchdown.
I mean, we had like the Phil Collins like theme song in the back. So like, it was just so depressing. I felt like I was in a GTA scene, like this 80s pimped out like limousine. Like, what are we doing, man? What is going on here? But it was definitely not a good time. Definitely not a good time.
Atlanta was a fun time.
No, Atlanta was
the city itself was fun, great, man. It was an great, awesome, man. Awesome trip. Just the it's a super like young city. There's a lot of bars. Like you said, they got the scooters and everything. It's a fun, man, nightlife for sure.
Prime is outside.
The scooters was the best thing, man. Shout out to you, Evan, because like if it wasn't for you, it'd get me like paired up with the scooters, man. Shit. Now I'm two scooters deep. Yeah, I end up the sit down one and the stand up one. So, and I mean, I needed to have it. I went to ATL. We got on these things, and man, I didn't want to get off. Like I went, yeah. I felt like we were going around the whole city. But the hospitality from the people there was just like hands down great. The food was great. The food was great. You know what I mean? Our first chicken and waffles. You know what I mean? We made history there. We signed our we autographed the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go back there, you got Prime, Gail, all our names on the damn board. So, yeah, we made some history there, but
funniest part about that chicken and waffles trip was when the Uber driver dropped us off. He's like, "Hey, whatever you do, just don't go that way. don't go that direction."
Hey, did you guys hear that breaking news? Man? Breaking news?
There's breaking news.
Breaking news, this important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your pubic service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the USA and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we're one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With this exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com.
Now, Gail, I'm one of the first people to try out the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. Obviously, I have not been using it on my face. I use it for what it's made for. The craftsmanship and the details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems as if Manscaped worked with Elon Musk's engineer.
Oh, say less. Uh-huh.
Your testes are as safe as possible. I mean, we've all had our the types of things that happen whenever we're grooming ourselves. A little nick here, a little nick there. That doesn't happen here with the Manscaped. What does this trimmer do differently than other trimmers? I mean, it's got the multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. I mean, who wants to be sitting there shaving in the dark? You get just beaming lights right on your junk. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks wise, it's sleek with a two-toned matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud, fellas.
The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you.
Once again, get 20% off free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code FANSIDED20. FANSIDED20. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
That's a must get for the Vegas trip. Am I right? I mean, you got to clip your shit up.
In the middle of things, and he's like, "What the hell is going on?" And Mike, you answer the question. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. If you got to mow it down, you got to mow it down. You could be walking around with your pubes looking like Ryan Fitzpatrick. So be it. So be it. But moving into week two, I know people were in the chat talking about San Francisco. Week two, San Francisco, we're talking about a team. We don't know who their quarterback is. Do they have the young gun rookie starting, Trey Lance, in the building? Or do they have Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G? I saw an Eagle fan being like, "Hey, is this the time I can actually get to meet Jimmy G?" I'm like, "Why do you want to meet Jimmy G?" I guess, you know, she was female.
Okay.
I think she's standing.
Moist gang.
I mean, what are you guys feeling about this is the home opener. Huh? This is the home opener.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what is exciting about me, for me.
You're out of your mind if you're going to catch me just fearing an NDSU quarterback. You're out of your mind. Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I'm not. I think San Fran's better days are behind him at this point. That to me, Pete Nathan, is another W. Starting off the year 2-0 in my mind.
Oh, were we doing W's?
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Yeah, like, I mean,
I agree with you. I think we should be able to beat up on him. Robert Saleh was went to the Jets. Obviously, he was a beast as a defensive coordinator. That's a big loss for them. As one of their, you know, things they had was a good defense. They've got great young receivers. They've added to that running back room that they always have 74 backs in. So it's not just a walkover, but I think with a team that's struggling, this could be a good game for us. We start off at home in this game. Oh, this would be a nice win against the 49ers. You know, such a franchise that goes down in history is one of the top franchises, maybe not the last, you know, 20 years, but they're getting back there. I think this would be a nice win. And I think I agree with Evan. I think we could take these guys down. That big question mark at quarterback is obviously going to be very telling as to what kind of team this is. They're going to run the ball a lot. So we'll find out what our D looks like.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking excited. I'm definitely looking forward to this game. Excited about it because of the fact that I got a bunch of family members that are San Fran fans. So, you know, this is gives me the opportunity for them to come to my home this time and whip on that ass a little bit. So the fact that, you know, we got them the second week, I think it's definitely going to play in our advantage. New team. I mean, but we both have, you know, new team, new system. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I definitely – I'm definitely in favor for this one on being a W for us.
I want to know if Mr. Kincaid and his lovely lady are going to fly out to Philadelphia for this one. I know she's a big San Fran fan. Would love to see them at a tailgate.
Ooh, yeah, then, you know what I mean? But the pack house is going to be fired up.
That city's going to be on fire. We're going to. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the best game we've probably ever encountered just because we've been held back from it for so long. So we all miss it desperately, man. This is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is shout out to Carmen. She said, are we tailgating this? Of course. You have to. Like, we've been inside for like a damn how long? Year and a half?
Too long.
Year and a half?
Yeah. I got to start doing my curls.
Evan's looking like Brian Fitzpatrick over here.
Yeah, I know. It's getting pretty thick here, boy.
Don't be like me and try to trim.
5.0 soon.
Look what happens when you try to trim. I need to get that 4.0 on my face, dude.
Jimmy has the DeShaun Jackson starter beard starter.
Yes, yes. Ready? The worst thing is if I would just let it go, it would look normal. But then I trim it, and then it shows I got
You got to go through that awkward phase as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
DeShaun Jackson's perfect.
Our lives. Well, you guys keep doing your lives, yeah.
Count on it, man. Count on it.
Let's see. It's exciting to see how Gannon will do the first game, four games. Atlanta, San Fran, Dallas, and KC. Look at my guy breaking news over here with the third and fourth games of the season. Morris still going to be near. Yeah, we'll be out there. Let's go move to the next game. We have the Dallas Cowboys, obviously. Not near and dear to our hearts, more like near and dear to our farts, because the Cowboys are ass, two-pack ass. And we do not like the Cowboys. Obviously, Prime has a conflict of interest in his family with his brother being a huge Cowboy fan. Not everyone's family's perfect. We all know that. But the Cowboys are in our division. People would say that they're the juggernauts, you know, now that they fixed their defense. These are definitely F Dallas moments, Mark. But I feel like you start off maybe 2-0, you hit Dallas up. This could, I'm not gonna say a make or break a season, but like you could start off on the right foot. Jalen Hurts.
Is this home or what?
Vibing.
I think it's home.
What's this?
This is a home game, Dallas. I think.
That would be very surprising, it being a home game, very first
at Dallas.
No, it's at Dallas. Say, yeah, oh, at okay. Dallas. Yeah, I wasn't sure. Sorry.
I was about to say.
All right. Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I would rather get the away game in Dallas out of the way earlier in the season and have them later in the season come here when the schedule starts to fill out and we're starting to fight more for playoff position.
End of the year. That's right. It's at home. Last game. I completely forgot.
Yep.
I could see that most likely being a Sunday night game problem.
It could be flexed for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Pete Nathan has been drinking a little bit. He's like 3-0.
Starting off, love it.
Everyone who's been listening to anytime we do like these schedule release, I don't like to speak anything bad into existence. I don't like, you know, like I'd like to say we're going undefeated.
We were back in Wildfire, so it was years ago, but you did have this one where you started off like 11-0, and I want to say that was like the Super Bowl year. It was. Like if I'm thinking of the timing of it,
I know Marcus in Oklahoma, he says he wants to finally tailgate in Dallas. Is that a vibe that we're all trying to get with? Is that
it? Dallas is a game I've been trying to go to for a while now. That's one I really want to knock off my bucket list.
It's not a bad spot to be at, man. I went there a few years ago. It's a pretty decent spot to go. And then, you know, the same thing. The crazy part about it is, like, I was there and didn't even have to argue or go back and forth with Cowboy fans. They were doing it amongst themselves. You had literally had old school Cowboy fans giving it to these young school Cowboy fans because they didn't know their players. They didn't know their stats. They didn't even know their damn record at the time. They probably didn't even know who we were playing in the building that day. So just sitting back and watching these guys among themselves was pretty much entertaining. And then on top of that, knowing how I was in the middle of that crowd. And I started naming their players as they were walking by as we were waiting at the entrance. And I'm straight, you know, naming their players as they're walking by. These guys didn't even know who the hell I was talking about. And I'm like, I'm looking at them like, this is your team. How do I know your players? You don't even know. Like, Cowboy fans, they're
fraud
they're,
fans,
they're
man.
Dysfunctional.
Let's be real, Prime. That's most of their fan base. I take pride in that whenever I run into them in Pennsylvania at the grocery store. Hey, what part of Dell is you from? And then we go through what players they know, which usually isn't much. So to me, being able to go to their stadium and have that, oh, Lord, send me, because I will do the Eagles justice. I will show those fans what it looks like. And I know the four of us, if we go, it's a wrap. I'm not, you know, an asshole. I'm not going to go there trying to pick fights with people, but we're going to educate the masses and we're going to have a great time and show them what diehards look like. So count me in for that one. That's a bucket list for me too, Evan. Could you imagine going there? They come to our house all the time, spreading their hate. It's time to spread some brotherly love, baby.
I mean, shout out to JT. I know he went 2 years ago, got in a fight. He got sucker punched.
Of course he did.
I mean, you got to keep your head like, yo, in certain environments, you got to keep your head on a swivel, right? Mm-hmm. That's imperative, especially behind enemy lines. People are very active in the chat. Shout out to everyone here. Trey Delphia, Moneybags in the house, Marcus Walker, Pete Nathan, Mark Bird, Mr. Adam Michael Gibbs. He says, going to try real hard to make it to Vegas Raiders game week 7. And he got my hat from the draft in the mail. Oh, he won the draft hat. I still have one more draft hat to give, but whoever won was too drunk to know what they won. So I'm still figuring that out. I gotta go back and watch that episode. But moving right along to week 3, week 4, Mr. Fat Man in the building, Andy Reid, Uncle Andy. We all know and love him. He's also a Super Bowl winning head coach. 1 year removed from winning the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, with the curly hair and you know, the swaggery of winning a Super Bowl championship. Do the Kansas City Chiefs, are they hungry? Are they, after winning a Super Bowl, are they hungry to try and get a number, another Super Bowl within 3 years?
They are. I mean, Pat Mahomes he's the next thing in the NFL. He's the pinnacle of players that are in the league right now. He's got that dog mentality. He's an absolute beast, and he's got a really, really good offense and a really good head coach. This is obviously one that is a scarier one for me. I don't feel as confident about this one as I do some of the other games on the list here.
Pete Nathan is finally being coming to terms with reality here. Says that's a loss.
I was just gonna say, if you're Pete, you know, going 3-0 here, we're living, you know, we're up high. 3-0. Let's say we go 3-0, 2-1, whatever. We're taking on teams with some dusty defenses, we'll just say, and we could get away with some wins there. But now the 49ers have a decent defense. Regardless, I already talked about that. The point here is this is your reality check-in right here. And I'm glad it's happening week four because this is going to be a very young team. They're going to be going through some growing pains. And this is going to be that smack in the mouth they need. I don't see us coming away with a win. Anything can happen. I'll always be rooting for my birds, but this is going to be a tough one. But this is going to be that learning lesson from old Paul, Andy Reid. I miss you, but this is going to help these young men grow into a contender in the next couple of years. I think this game's going to be huge for them, and we're actually going to compete. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think Hurts is going to go out and compete with Mahomes, and people are going to open their eyes to this team.
Kelsey?
The only thing I'm looking forward to is seeing Uncle Red again. You know what I mean? It's been a while, so having him back in the building would be cool.
Mark Bird said it's the Kelsey versus Kelsey Bird bowl. But Matt says Brick Matt says, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the first time Reid returns to Philly since being
fired? No, I think he was there the first year after he got fired.
It was when Donovan McNabb's jersey got retired because I was there. And Dawkins was there. This is when I got to meet Brian Dawkins in the parking lot because I got lost. Was the game where the Chiefs came back and beat the living hell out of us. We got our asses kicked. I took my cousin to his first game. He hated it, but he was like, hey, thanks a lot for taking me to the game. Boom, got to meet Brian Dawkins. He's like, you know what? Don't even care. We lost.
Yeah.
Always remember that game. Always.
Following up, week five, Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers, does that speak a W to you guys?
I mean, they have a lot of dysfunction going on right now. So they are a team that I think is currently in the middle of a retool, I would say, or maybe even a rebuild. This is one of the teams that has a lot of shit to figure out, just like us. So it could ultimately be one of those games that catches us by surprise, or it could be a nice roll on them.
Yeah, they got J.C. Horn. That's what I want to see. They have Dante Jackson and J.C. Horn, and that pisses me off last year because they got Jeremy Chinn, who I love. So now this defense is looking even scarier. They got some tough dudes out there. Offense, yeah, I would agree with Evan. Much rebuild there with Sam Darnold. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if Christian McCaffrey is going to be healthy. So it's going to be an intriguing matchup. This could be one not to sleep on, guys. But yeah, they're retooling. We should be able to get a win there, but we'll see.
I think Robbie Anderson last year too really overperformed as far as, like, I don't think a lot of people with, you know, DJ Moore being there, they were kind of expecting Robbie Anderson to take a back seat in the wide receiver room, but I mean they were both played very well last year, so those are two other guys not to be slept on.
It's definitely going to be nice. I'll never forget young boys go Panthers.
Brickman says, I'll never forget losing to the Panthers when we were up 17-0. I remember there.
That. Sticks defense, man.
I think I was sitting next to Prime on that.
Yeah, we were there. We were in the building. I ended up getting paybacks from another fan because I was there mocking him the whole damn time. And then once that happened, the game turned around. So I'll never do that again. That one was on me. My apologies.
Moving off to week six versus Tampa Bay. We talk about TB as in Tom Brady, or actually we're playing the Bucks. It's Tom Brady is the headliner. He's the guy that's the mover and the shaker. That guy knows how to party. Did you guys see him at the Super Bowl?
Dude was lit. He was feeling nice, man.
Yeah, he was feeling a certain way about himself.
He was crispy.
I mean, this is a tough matchup for us.
Is the new term trying to get Tom Brady wasted?
What's that?
Tom Brady wasted instead of white girl wasted.
Instead of white boy wasted, is it now called Tom Brady wasted?
Yeah. Tom Brady wasted?
We could.
If you're down in Tampa Bay.
Hey, I mean, everybody in the chat is kind of chalking this up as an L. Mike Bags is saying 3-3 after six. Pete Nathan 3-3 after this game.
I remember the last time they gave us an L against Tom Brady.
Pete Nathan started off the year 3-0, didn't he? So he's going three straight losses after three straight wins.
He's obviously not sipping on the scissor on this one. He's definitely the home hometown series of he's keeping it real. Here's a game that week seven that everyone has marked on their calendar. I know, again, we talked about Prime being marked on the calendar and his significant other's calendar.
You know who doesn't have a significant other to pass it by?
This guy.
Ladies, if you're interested, he is available.
I'll even wear the eye patch.
And he uses the trimmer 4.0, the lawnmower.
He's available for you to ruin his life and not let him go to Vegas.
The Las Vegas Raiders, home of used to be home of Nelson Aguilar, but home of they have a DJ booth set up to Vegas. Does that do anything for you guys?
To me, there was a lot of people that were like up in arms about that. Like, I'll just go. I want to go to a football game. I'll watch football. Like, I get it, but you have to understand where they're at. Like, if you look at the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the hockey team, like it's like a club in there. Like, they have all these light shows that go on. I think it's just a product of Vegas. So Vegas Raiders doing this, it makes sense to me. I mean, the people of Vegas like to party, so you're just kind of building a stadium for them. If you're not about the club scene, don't go to the club in the stadium. It's that simple.
Seriously.
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard,
yeah.
If you guys haven't heard, I heard DJ Paul is going to be DJing that game, and then Jabberwockies are going to do a halftime performance.
Oh, then I got to get there because that'll be amazing. I think it's awesome.
Paul D.
I think it's pretty cool that you have a DJ booth and all that stuff. I just don't know. I wouldn't be there because I'm too focused on the game. But there's so many people that go there to have a good time. I mean, especially Las Vegas. I mean,
when Pauly D comes on, I'll be like, "Cabs are here,
Pauly D." Yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah, think about you're a Raiders fan and you're kind of like you're not as committed. You know, you don't bleed black and silver. And the Raiders are getting blown out by the Eagles. You go hit the club in the stadium. You go check back in a quarter, see if anything has been turned around.
They're going to need some jerks after that game.
In the chat. Pete Nathan, if you're keeping track, he's at a 4-3. All right. Money Bags is right in line with him, 4-3. Trey Day says, it depends on what our offense and defense does. Mike says,
I saw something by Merrill earlier, and it was like, you know, doing this is, he's like, oh, you know, I don't like to do wins and losses because you don't know. It's like, yeah, obviously, Merrill, every week we don't know if one guy's going to be hurt, the outside corner's out, the running back's out. Obviously, dude, but it's the same with the draft. We have no idea. This is just fun. So I agree with you, though. We have no idea what each week, but I'm excited just thinking and talking about these things, man. So it's the what if that gets me.
Mike is talking about this is his bachelor party. He's going to Vegas. Game for his bachelor party. So
that's awesome, Mike's, man.
Hope we run into you.
Yeah. Mike for W. He's also looking for a good time out there in Vegas. So let him know if there's a party to attend, because Mike is looking for a party. Jerome Adam says he's about to book his flight now before the prices skyrocket. Hey, you gotta get on this.
Gotta get on this.
Moving right along. It's cold in the D, as in Detroit. Let's see if we're playing Detroit at home. Oh, at Detroit. Like, who wants to go to Detroit? Hey, that's a road trip.
That Thanksgiving game.
It's a road trip. I've only been to Detroit on layovers, so I can really only speak of their airport. It's cool. It's a cool airport. Shitty football team. That's all I got to say about Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Barry Sanders is there. I'll go.
Yeah.
I've never
seen another team that's in a total rebuild, too. I mean, I think it's a total step down. And the trade will tell you that what the valuation was for it, a step down from Matt Stafford to Jared Goff. So, I mean, Jared Goff isn't really someone that I fear at all.
Jerome's going to pass on Detroit. Pete Nathan says the kneecap game, 4-4.
We'll get a Airbnb at 8 Mile.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Burnhouse.
I've never been excited to go to Detroit. Maybe this is the time. This is what period of time is this? Right now
beginning of November. Yeah, it's gonna be cool, buddy.
I mean, how about it? How about if look at the schedule here? Detroit. And then I thought we were going to be in Los Angeles, Chargers. Mm. But we're actually going to be at home for this game. You know, that's an interesting matchup. Do we get does their passing attack light us up? I don't know, man. Like, again, I don't know about that one. This could be a close one.
Herbert's a damn good quarterback. He helped me win my fantasy championship last year. That kid was awesome. And so bad for Tyrod Taylor getting hurt. You know what I mean? But
our QB coach knows the answer.
Yeah.
One of our coaches has the answers to the test.
Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect. He's going to come in here and I really help this offense, but little things like that. And I think that we could definitely beat the Chargers, but they've got a decent D. I'm not sure if they're probably not bringing Casey Hayward back. So they're going to be rebuilding a little bit too there. I like Eckler. They've got great receivers in Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. So it's going to be a tough matchup. But I'm very intrigued to see this one.
Moneybag says this is at 6-3 after this. Marcus Walker.
Not as confident.
I was going to salute you, but you got us at 3-6. Okay. Pete Nathan is on the fence here. I don't know. Yeah, Pete Nathan has us at 5-4. 6-3. I don't know, man. I'm not even keeping track of my own dubs and losses here.
Maya, that always comes back to bite me.
Yep.
But Denver, for you guys that like to ski and you guys that like to
imbibe,
snowboard, this guy Evan over here. I don't know if Evan's told the story of him breaking his hips.
Yeah.
Hips don't lie, but on the hill, this guy breaks his hips, and he's willing to go snowboarding again in Denver.
Gail, if you got bit by a shark while you're surfing, would you just quit your surfing career?
I would.
Okay. Well, I'm not the same way.
We know.
Yeah, dude. I'm definitely. I think if we go out to Denver, that one's going to be an extended trip. I got some friends I'd like to visit out there. A buddy that moved out near Denver. I got a little place to stay, hit the hills a little bit, go check out the city. I think that Denver would be a really fun trip to check out.
This guy's, I went up to, isn't it Aspen?
There's Aspen, Colorado. There's Breckenridge. There's Vail.
Good enough. It's Vail. Going to have some chai tea latte from the end. Like, what do you drink at the,
whiskey?
No, but I'm saying, what is the drink when you're at the lodge? I believe it or not, I have
whiskey and coffee. Probably. Yeah,
exactly. Well, the Irish coffees are great, bro. Nice. I love an Irish coffee.
You know,
I used to drink those every time I'd go skiing or something. Couldn't feel a thing.
The liquor warms you up out there on the hill, man. That's what it's all about.
You don't feel when you have a broken hip.
Exactly.
Hey, Evan, you want to hear a surprise? I have been snowboarding in Breckenridge.
Get out of here. Yeah. You got there before I did?
Yeah, bro. Yo, the fucking snow, it was just wonderful. What do you know?
Was it gnar? Were you shredding the gnar?
Yeah, the powder was amazing, bro. Powder is amazing, man. It was just the best time of my life.
Yeah, it's like butter, bro. It's like now, butter.
It was funny because I'm like snowboarding. And I'm up at the top of a hill, and then I run into this black dude, and we look at each other. It's like,
bro, look at you.
And you at the top of the hill. Who knew? we start laughing. It was hilarious, but it was a good time out there. Good time. Mm-hmm. Chai tea.
That's a must for me. That is up there with Las Vegas. Like those two, I really would like to get.
We can definitely get an Eagles dub out of that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See who their QB is.
Moving right along as we go. After Denver, we are facing the New Orleans Saints without Drew Brees. Without Drew Brees. Who that? Without no Drew Brees. Who gonna beat them Saints?
They're going to hear about it, dude. They want to talk so much trash these past few years. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to go to this game.
Yeah, that's Mark. That was my snowboard accent.
The power was amazing, bro.
That's what we sound like.
I was up on the ridge. this buck, 2 foot. What do you say? 2 foot antlers on this buck.
Stop.
It was 10 points. 10
points. Yeah.
The points on this buck.
Carson Wentz would be pissed right now.
So the Saints, we got a dub here? Outside Saints, the dome?
Yeah. With no Drew Brees, we got him at home. I'm thinking so.
Jerome says Jameis.
I'm just going to say Jameis.
Unless there's steroided up quarterback comes in.
Taysom. Yeah, I'm not afraid of Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston.
You guys know my thoughts on Taysom Hill. I hate that. I hate the idea of a Taysom Hill type offense.
I was waiting. I was queuing you up, dude. You didn't take the bait, man.
I'm not a fan at all of Taysom Hill on steroids.
Well, look what Myra Moira just said. We beat them last year.
Every once in a while, they could win this one.
Yeah. Well, Moira just said it. We beat them last year. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts came in. Do you guys remember? That was his first effing start. Everybody, you can't beat them. They have the top pass rush. Yeah, we beat them. There's hope for Jalen Hurts.
They had the best defense at the time, didn't they?
Yep.
Number one defense. Can we finally give Jalen Hurts some credit for getting a dub? Yes. This is pretty much for the non-Hurts fans. Like, again, bro. Like, at the end of the day, we're Eagle fans. We root for our guys who are under center. So at the end of the day, it's a matter of rooting for your guys and just cheering them along. You know what I'm saying? Just cheering them along.
But anyways,
I'm with you.
Are we moving along? But anyways?
Yeah, moving on along.
it's weird because the way our schedule is set up in my Kevin Hart voice, it's kind of weird, man. Like, we faced Dallas in week three.
It's a long stretch without another division team.
Do the math for me because my math anxiety is kicking
in. All right, so week three to week 12, that's 9 weeks.
Yeah, 9 weeks to play a division rival. By then, it could be cold. New York Giants.
The G-Men.
I mean, New York Giants, have they progressed as a team? Have they bought in? Are they a different team?
I mean, they certainly are.
We've been whooping that ass.
Be better, and they got Saquon Barkley back. Kenny Galladay's there. Kadarius Toney. They're definitely going to be a hard team to beat. That's going to be a fight to the death.
Are you convinced by Danny Dimes yet?
No, but I think he's better than most people think, but I don't think, you know, he's as great as some people make him out to be. He's an average guy that I think it can be a little bit better, but I don't think he's going to grow to be anything special.
Can he take it over the hump is the question. Like, can he protect the football? Is he dependable yet?
Yeah.
Carson, like, Wentz, I mean, I've seen the flashes. I've also seen him fall on his face as well.
Yeah, I've seen him fall on his face. I've seen him throw a lot of interceptions in a game.
Trip over a ghost.
Yeah.
Moneybag says, what game does Devontae go off first? Good question.
Week one. Atlanta gets smoked by Devontae Smith.
That would be amazing. That'd be a great way to crack it open.
You know, they asked Devontae Smith about, hey, get that Cowboy fan out of here.
You see this shit?
Get him out of here.
Right? Oh, my God. It.
The disrespect, man.
Yeah, that's fucked up, bro.
Break it.
Break it.
I'd be messed up if I dropped this on him, right?
Yeah, what's
yeah, your... that thing moved real fast.
You know, I know your brother don't want to come up here and talk no Cowboys.
He don't want to get on here, man. I'm giving him the opportunity.
We still got to week 18 to talk to him, so maybe he'll have some last words for us. But overall, Giants, we feeling a dub here. I'm feeling a dub.
Yeah, we own the Giants, bro.
They're
our children.
Getting back to stopping that run. That's what this defense is going to be about. I think it's going to be nice.
Now, looking at the schedule here, that's back-to-back New York teams that play in New Jersey.
Don't got to go far.
You know.
Don't care about jet lag.
It's at New York. And it's actually, for those that know, it's the same stadium. I used to live 10 minutes from that stadium. It's not the flashiest stadium. Usually overtaken by Eagle fans when we do roll in, Eagle fans take over the stadium. So that's an idea that we're going to speak into existence. We want it to continue. We made one of the Giants offensive linemen go offsides. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning was like embarrassed. He's like, it's a home field. And Eagle fans are making our own guys go offsides.
Love it.
It's real. It's real. So New York Jets. It's return of Joe Douglas. It's the Joe Douglas, Howie Roseman. They finally meet the one-time co-workers and now enemies.
Yeah, I got
Wilson's a punk. I'll just put that. So they're done.
Yeah, I'm not really. I like the Jets are one of the bottom of the barrel teams in the league. They definitely took a step up. I think that Zach Wilson's going to be better than Sam Darnold was. With that being said, they still don't have all the pieces that are needed in order to be a good team. They have a long way to go. So I think that this will be, I think we'll kick both New York teams' ass back to back.
I think so too.
Looking at this schedule though, I just did notice something that I think could be beneficial for our team. If you look at week 11 through week 16, they're pretty much staying within the tri-state area the entire time. We've got home game. We've got two games in New York. We got a bye week, and then we got two home games.
Sounds like a lot of road trips there.
We got a lot of time spent home as well. I'm digging that.
You got to figure the last two games just as well. I mean, Washington is only another two hours away. I'm sorry.
Right.
And it's not really out of our distance, and then we're right back home on the last week of the season. Yeah. So that whole bottom
12 to 17 is all.
Yeah, the whole 11 through 18 really is really all kept within a probably 200-mile radius of like a financial.
2020
vision. Remember you heard that first here.
Last year it was the opposite. We were like the most traveled team. We had to go all over the place. That's BS. Yeah. So it's nice to see that.
Mm-hmm. 2020 vision says this does not look or feel like a fourth place schedule, especially since our division is getting better. I know Bleacher Report put out there. They ranked us the easiest schedule.
Easiest
in the NFL.
I mean, I'm assuming that they're basing that off of last year's records, which I mean, you can't really say that that's incorrect. I mean, the numbers are what the numbers are, but every team changes from year to year. So while it could be the easiest schedule based on last year's teams, we're dealing with this year's team. So it's going to be completely different.
True. PSSG 302 says, real talk. Week 14 bye confirmed. Hey, this is what we're hearing. This is what's being circulated around the interwebs. Obviously, you're going to have to tune into the Eagles live schedule release. You know, this is the unofficial, but this has been going on. A lot of these have been confirmed by, some of the outlets.
If it makes you feel better, I talk to Eagles beat reporters, and they have verified most of these games, and it's just dates and certain things that haven't been verified. So it's not like we're just making it up, guys.
You think that week 14 bye is going to be a problem? You think that that's too long of time?
I hate it. Maybe it's nice for the playoff run we're about to go on.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That was my one saving grace, is that like even though we do have – an extended week this year. There is week 18. So I'm looking at it like, all right, so since we added on that last game, maybe if we have a later bye, I wouldn't be so opposed to it. It's still late, though, man. It's a long stretch of games before that bye.
I hate it.
Maury in the chat is, she said, screw the schedule, guys. Cardinals gave permission to Jordan Hicks to seek a trade. Eagles
bring him home. Bring him home. Back to me. We need linebackers, bro.
Please.
Hell yeah. Bring him home.
I would love to have Jordan Hicks back in an Eagles uniform.
I bought his jersey because I was like, we got a linebacker. I was like, all right, I'm going to put the good juju out there. He's going to stay healthy from this point. And he's gone.
And
he's gone the next year. I was like,
it was me and Chizzy. And we were at a Eagles event. I'm like, hey, it's Jordan Hicks. Hey, let's take a photo. I get Merrill Reese. He's the kindest guy in the world. He's like, get a photo. And I see Jordan Hicks and Chizzy's over there. I'm like, yo, let's get Jordan Hicks.
Did you say you had Merrill Reese take the photo of you and Jordan Hicks?
Selfie with Merrill. Right?
Oh, okay.
So Jordan Hicks is like, all right, I'll take a photo. And then we take the photo. It's me and Chizzy looking straight forward. And Jordan Hicks is like, we're like, bro, come on. we've been waiting for linebacker for so damn long here. Might as well take a picture of him. That happened. But that would be great if they brought him back. That would be great.
Be all about it.
Yeah, he led the league in tackles the next year with Arizona. That just rubbed the salt in the wound. It's like,
so we're past the bye, right? We're up to
strictly division games. Now
the Washington football team. Look at that. Washington football team. How are you guys feeling about Washington football team? I guess a team with a new identity, sort of. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
No identity.
I mean, I look at any team with Ron Rivera, you got to respect, man. He's a good head coach. Exactly. I think that they've built up a very strong defense, especially their front seven. So like it's going to be whether or not our offensive line can contain and protect Carson. I'm sorry, man, Freudian slip.
Woo-hoo.
Wow.
Let me say it.
Wow. Protect Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts.
You are in denial, bro.
I think this is, I don't mean to upset anybody by saying this, and I'm upsetting myself saying it, but Washington is probably still the best team in this division. The Eagles, you know, are very young and have a lot, you know, of growing to do and could be the best team, you know, if all of these things work out. But right now, Washington just won this crap division last year, so it wasn't really something to brag about, but they had a crap show going on at quarterback. Now they brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick. That when we were talking about the Panthers, I want to mention, you know, they lost Curtis Samuel. Now he's on Washington, dude. They picked up St. Juiced, that corner we really liked and we're hoping to get. That pissed me off. Jamin Davis, Kelvin Joseph. They really added to a defense that was already amazing. And then they added pieces to the offense. So they got themselves a left tackle today. They drafted Cosme. So they're just getting better. This is going to be one hell of a matchup. And then to play them again in a couple weeks is going to be nuts. Which one is this? Is this home or away first? Because that's good.
One is at Washington. Home.
We better set the standard right
now. No, we're playing at home first.
Yeah.
So we better set the standard at our house against them.
Yeah. Shout out to their stadium. Is the highest of technology, their stadium. Wonderful.
I'll always love that picture of you, Gale, and it was all you guys in that.
That stadium was not designed by the Manscaped crew. Let's just say.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's just an upsetting experience to go at that stadium. But you know what else is upsetting? This, looking back at this photo of Jordan. You know, I didn't sign up for this, Jordan. It was this was at the draft when we drafted. Was this Carson?
No, I think the Dillard draft. No, because he was gone.
Now this is the Wendell Smallwood draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I was going to say,
moving right along here, the New York Giants, again, you're playing New York, you're playing the division at the end of the year, and you're talking about beating up on the division. Like, this is where you can win the NFC East. Like,
Or throw games.
Not us. Cool.
Yo, could you imagine, like, if we didn't actually throw that game, we wouldn't have
integrity, Gale.
We got Devonta Smith, right? And yeah, we got an extra first round pick.
We fleeced him, dude. It was beautiful.
Yeah. All these people that were freaking the hell out. Oh, Nate Sudfeld. What is Nate Sudfeld doing out there?
That's what Nate Sudfeld's doing. Not only do we take him off of your practice squad, thank you, Washington, but then he comes back around to end his Philadelphia career by smacking you in the face.
Did he ever end up getting signed by anybody? Because I feel like if you get thrown in a game, you'll lose the game. Like, nobody 49ers. Has any confidence.
He's
on the 49ers?
I think so.
Hey, Mike, do you think you can get us an interview with Jordan Hicks?
Hook it up, Mike.
Shout him out. I mean, like, hello. We'd love to have him on the show. So I mean, 9-7 money bags. If you guys are keeping up with money bags, he's got 9-7. I'm not going to give a prediction here, right? It's very early. Zach Ertz staying with the Eagles, Picasso Space from YouTube. The writing's on the wall, you know.
That last game.
Talk about CB2. About CB2. How much money would it cost to sign a CB2? Exactly what you're paying.
It really depends, but you could do Anthony Harris deal where you give him some good amount of money, but then the cap hits only a little bit over a mil, and then it doesn't really hurt you that much. And then you can, you know, say, hey, you do good 1 year, the cap's going up next year, we got all kinds of money, then we sign you long term.
So, but enough to sign Steven Nelson if you.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you free up some Zach Ertz money.
Oh, I'm all about it. Yeah.
Enough to sign Steven Nelson. So, I mean, feels like there's something in the works here.
Yep.
Shout out to Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. And he's got a new podcast out there. I will be jumping on his podcast today at 6.
Very nice.
It's all about community. All about some good peeps in here.
Unity.
Let's see here.
Yeah, we need the offensive line to stay healthy. Then we can take on that defensive line. Week one was hell last year. All those injuries. We had Urbig and Driscoll starting. Boston Scott was our running back. That was bad. We need to go into this healthy.
I've seen a lot of Sherman out there.
We don't got much Sherman money, though.
Yeah, I think he's not. He's his own agent, too. So
is he?
Yeah. Give him some. Dude went to Stanford, man.
I know that. I know he's very intelligent. I just, you know, even though some smart people also let other smart people handle the money.
Not as smart as Jay Jaw, who also interned with Condoleezza Rice. Sure. Give Condoleezza a shout out. But looking at Washington again, at Washington, obviously a road trip in the cold, another stadium that Eagle fans have been taking over the last couple of years. Am I right?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, we pretty much, you see more green there than you do red and yellow. Yeah.
3 years in a row, they took over that stadium.
Pretty much another home game for us.
Yeah. And then, I mean, looking at closing it out, man, you know, closing it out, the Concepcion family, aka Prime's family, is torn again as the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles meet in the last week. Again,
could all come down to that game, man.
We'll get the steak ready, Gil. You know what I mean? I'll make sure that he has it nice and ready to go.
Last meal for the season, yeah. We'll send him home.
There you go. There you go. Yep.
If it comes down to that game and we're relying on Devontae Smith to pop off,
yes,
I feel confident.
Exactly. I feel confident. And he'll be smoking everybody. And that's the thing. You know, I saw somebody mentioned earlier in the comments, you know, they were like, they started doing this. Like, this is actually something they did on purpose. They actually moved divisional games to the end of the season to make it more entertaining. Exactly. So I actually love it. I think it's fantastic. And if it comes down to something like that, then it's much more fun than, oh, we're benching our guys because this game's pointless. So that's kind of why they did it. And I love it. I'm excited to see what the last four effing games are divisional. I love that.
Do you think it's too much, though? Like, do you think I totally agree that, like, I love having a big stack of division games at the end of the season, just because ultimately it could determine who wins the division. But, like, the last quarter of the schedule is just straight division games. It's kind of excessive to me.
I kind of like it.
And it's like five out of the last six, too, right? Because it's like the bye before that and the Jets and Giants.
You can literally close out shop here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
you can draw your destiny.
Like, you know, it's just like put up or shut up. If you want to win the division, this is where you do it.
Yeah. But like, and I agree with what PSSG has to say here. The end of the season, it's cool. The same opponent in twice in 3 weeks is kind of garbage. So like, you got Washington football team. You don't play them till week 15 and then you turn around and play them again week 17. All right. It is what it is. I understand why they did what they did.
But I'm going to be honest with you. You know, Evan, as a young buck, life isn't fair, guys. Life is not fair.
Wow. This is eye-opening. This is eye-opening to me. Thank you for that lesson.
Just call adversity. This is where you overcome your issues in life.
Right.
Because I saw that in a comment earlier.
Podcast and free therapy. Yeah.
They're like, they're Eagle sessions. That's how it started.
Yeah, it is.
At next one point, thing, I wanted to be a therapist.
Next thing you know, he's going to show you how to use session.
You know, I like to help.
Next thing you know, he's going to go ahead and show you how to use the 4.0 too.
I don't need. I think I'll just.
I ain't going to help you shave, bro.
That was the cue,
I'll go through trial and error.
That's Prime will help you out there. Will says, always comes down to that game. F the Cowgirls. Jock Talk says, I think it should be first three and last three division games. But, I mean, I think, you know, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm normally not excited about the schedule release. And this year, for some reason, I'm a little excited. Maybe because I'm all scaped up.
I'll tell you exactly why you're excited. It's that MQE coursing through your veins, bro. That's what's going on. You got a new offense. You got a new head coach. You got a revamped offensive unit.
New
wide receiver. We got a new defensive coordinator. No more sticks bullshit. We're living, bro. for a living.
You should be excited, Gail. This is what it's all about. I mean, I know you're the same as me, the same kind of guy. You get excited if you see just a little kid walking by in an Eagles shirt. What's up? It could be an old man walking. It doesn't matter. I see Eagles, and I'm instantly attentive. But when it's stuff like this, like, I live for this, man. But, yeah, I'm feeling it. And I think it's because we've been locked in, Gail. I think we're chomping at the bit to get the hell out of here.
Thanks, Moneybags. The new Mitchell and Ness Cody.
We were talking to him before the show. He just had to outdo us, didn't he?
Yeah, hey, I gotta wear it in, man.
Yeah, he's been sitting as still as possible, not to make any.
You do look good.
Hey, hey,
I think Prime's hating over here.
Nah, not at all. I mean, I like you, Jack.
Wow. Prime's gear. Prime has an extensive Eagles collection, gear collection.
Extensive, you know. I mean, it's only going to get more extensive.
We should have a battle one day. You have a hat battle.
Yeah, I watch what you ask for.
Joseph Oblique, shout out to Joseph. Since we got a new coach, new DC, new offense and defense, how about bringing back to Kelly Green? This is, you know, this is what I've been saying. I'm not saying it. This is me saying bring back Kelly Green without being saying bring back Kelly Green.
Yeah, no, I'd be all for that. I've loved the Kelly Green. I miss the era of the Kelly Green. I grew up during the Midnight Green era. I missed out on it. Everyone that lived through the Kelly Green era tells me how, it was time for a switch up. The Midnight Green is nice, blah, 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 blah. I never got a taste of the Kelly Green. So I wouldn't mind if they threw like some retro jerseys out there once in a while.
But the funny thing is like people are like, Kelly Green. I'm like, yo, they were Kelly Green longer than they were Midnight Green.
Seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean, like, just look back
at 1933, people.
They're like, 100. Like, it's that's a crazy thought. No, man, we're Midnight Green. I'm like, brother, they've been, you know, how long they've been Kelly Green? It is what it is. I like both.
I wasn't around for it. What do you want me to do about that?
But now I'm old, though. Now, officially, we've been Midnight Green longer in my life than Kelly. Ah, son of a bitch.
See?
But, like, that sucks. All the players are asking for Kelly Green. At least an alternative. I mean, we've all seen the picture of Jalen Hurts in that Kelly Green. That jersey swap was amazing. Whoever did that, amazing, amazing.
We could always start the trend ourselves, man. Just get the word out there. Everybody show up at the game in your Kelly Green gear.
Bro, I've been doing it for
years. That's been happening.
The only problem is this stupid one shell rule. A billion-dollar company trying to tell us they can only give one shell per team when they're different shells every week. Shut up, dude. Give them a new shell. Paint it green. You'll make more money by selling more Kelly Green stuff. Like, come on, dude. This is getting old. Ridiculous. Let's go. Give the Kelly Green a game or two.
Mike, I might give you that Michael Irvin voice. Give us more. We need more. But shout out to everyone in the chat today for being super active. As always, it's always great to see everyone else's thoughts about the schedule. I think people have been pretty, I'd say even keeled. There wasn't too much homerism going on in the chats. Pretty, you know, everyone's saying it's an easy schedule, but at the end of the day, the game has to be played.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be played. And if we were talking to us last year about our team, we were feeling a certain way, and what we got last season was totally the opposite. So it does matter what's going on in these locker rooms. So, you know, overall, I mean, any last words before we get out of here, Evan?
It's the dawn of a new day. We got a new schedule upon us, something to look forward to. We've still got a little bit of a stretch until we finally reach that season, but now we know what the optics are going to look like. We know what our opponents, when we're going to be playing them. I'm really excited, man. I just want to say, go Birds.
Go Birds. Prime.
Yeah, man. I mean, again, the fact that the schedule is getting confirmed tonight was something exciting to wake up to this morning. So, just the layout of what our plans are for going to be for traveling and everything, that was pretty cool to go ahead and check out. You know, got some confirmation to go ahead and definitely work on right now. But other than that, you know, just want you guys to remind you guys tomorrow to tune in for Rolling with Prime episode 3. All right.
Yes, sir.
My guess is get used to it. Make sure y'all stay tuned for that. All right. Other than that, you know what I mean? It's like Ev said, go Birds.
Jimmy.
I cannot wait to join you tomorrow, Prime. Thanks for having me on, dude. It's going to be awesome. So hope you guys will tune in. Thank you to everybody for tuning in today. Let's keep riding that excitement wave, man. It's coming. It's soon. We know we're going to have some bumpy roads ahead. But, you know, look, we're a rebuilding team, but we've got some hope. So let's find that hope. Let's hold on to it. I love the energy. I'm seeing the Eagles' chance at Phillies game, seeing it at grocery stores. You see somebody walking down the street. Let's go, Birds.
Brick Matt, he says, watch the schedule be completely wrong. Hey, man, these early release, these are leaks. They're not the official. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they surprise us, they surprise us. But so far, I'm liking what I'm seeing. And I'm liking what I'm seeing so far in the offseason from this team. You know, but at the end of the day, man, thanks for everyone for checking in. We will see you guys in the next one. And make sure you call your peoples and make sure they're good. And as always, it's fly, Eagles, fly.